Okay, the shoe bread. Is there a way I should go at it? Like, should I, like, you know, gobble a loaf
basically,
a day?
We're trying to make it so it's not like that. We're trying to make it we're playing with different levels to see what you're going to want to do best. Some people want it made up in like a serving size where you have like a small loaf, like a croissant sized thing a day, which is fine. Mm. But you're going to want more than that because once you start Bob, Lord mercy, he's on.
I was thinking about Bob this week, yeah.
He was thinking about the butter. He doesn't count how much bread he eats. He counts when he goes to 2 to 3 sticks of butter a day. That's how he can tell it's been a good day or not.
Really?
It's pretty fun. Yeah. But
butter.
Anyhow, he slathers it with butter. It's a good excuse, but it's fine. But then it's not fair because he's getting it hot out of the oven. He's got to have to set him in.
Yeah.
He's like, when it's cool. He'll take and they open it up and it's toasted and then put more butter on it from there. Mm. So from that aspect, it's appropriate. But we can do loaves and we could just do like a basket, or say, is it bigger than a bread box? And then just fill that bread box with maybe a bit of an assortment. Then you can kind of play with it because every application isn't always the same. You don't want it to be boring. The whole point of shoe bread is that it's special. The whole point of shoe bread is that it has these eye cells and the layered building blocks of what made shoe bread special in the first place. And it's very strange. It's not what you think. It's not bad. It's not. It's very strange. It's very strange. It's not normal. You see, it's not like hardtack, but it's not like, you know, profiteroles either. It has some girth to it, some body. But then it's light to the touch, to the palate. So set that aside. What it does, though, is it energizes, as you already know, brings it home. Those grains bring it home for your ascendedness, as you described, which already started to happen to you. This makes it much easier. It's like when we say take a spoonful of vinegar if you've got the sour belly or the hiccups or the indigestion. But then we say, no, eat a pickle and drink a soda pop. The phosphorus in the soda and the pickle keeps the vinegar in your stomach because the vinegar just washes away. But a pickle, as you're digesting, keeps the vinegar in your gut. Well, the shoe bread, what it does is it keeps it in your meat-sack body. It's something to process. Just like your magnesium, you keep it in a balance. And as you use the living water, which is incredible, you're going to have to adjust your products because it makes things work, meaning it makes your products work better.
Did you say rings? I'm referring to the angel diagram about a minute ago. Anybody hear the word rings?
I did. Yes, Bob.
Yeah, were you saying if we're affecting the rings on the indicated by the angel diagram?
Yeah, we were trying to hide that for when they listen to it the next time, Bob. You slipped it in there. He's actually listening. So then next week. There's a ring aspect, and it applies to this, and that's how it fits the cell. So this is affecting the cell. The angel diagram is a representation of the perfect cell.
Yes.
We want to make those cells your everyday cells, not special cells. You see the point? When ascension becomes everyday business, then you really can laugh and play and have fun and engage and play. And it's great fun. It's great fun. The whole point of this is so that you can come into your power. That's it. And the less arguments there are for your limitations, the less limitations there seems to be.